For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I certainly appreciate you all tuning in. Looking forward to a great show today. Don't forget to tune in every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. We're here bringing you the best about health and wellness. Today, we're going to be talking about what I think is a really interesting topic. We're going to be talking about understanding the teenage brain. Now, you know, teenagers can be very difficult to figure out. It's a very interesting time developmentally for humans. There's a lot of things going on with hormones. We know that at the teenage point of development, the brain is not fully developed. So we wonder why teenagers may be impulsive, may be more prone to make poor decisions. In many ways, they seem very adult-like. And of course, we've all been teenagers and know that at that point in our life, it's a really important time in defining our identity. And after being so reliant on our parents and wanting so much support, affection, and reassurance from them, the teenager years are a time when developmentally it's really time to strike out and understand and start to forge that process of individuality. Who am I as a person? And sometimes that process can inquire or can involve distancing yourself from, or distancing themselves from parents, exhibiting behavior, and with the aspect of a brain that is not completely developed, the ability to make good decisions and to be impulsive is obviously, high risk. And the problem is with the teenager, impulsive behavior, there's a lot of things that there's just at their disposal. There's oftentimes alcohol at their disposal. There's oftentimes other drugs at their disposal at that time of life. They oftentimes have vehicles and cars, so they can have a little bit more liberal access to things as far as what they want to do. Hormones are raging, so sexual behavior can often sometimes be impulsive. And these are things that concern every single parent. I currently don't have teenagers. My oldest one is 5 and a half, but sometimes I think she's 5 and a half going on 18. And I can see where the problems are already going to arise. And for me, I think it's a really interesting topic. Now, we have a wonderful special guest on the phone. Really couldn't ask for anybody better to be on the phone with us discussing this topic. And he's been a guest on the show before, Dr. Albert Mensah. Dr. Mensah received his undergraduate degree from Northwestern University and his medical degree from Finch University of Health Sciences, Chicago Medical School. Dr. Mensah's residency was in family medicine at Swedish Covenant Hospital in Chicago, and following residency, he completed additional fellowship training and academic development at JHS Cook County Hospital in Chicago. He then practiced as a staff physician at Melrose Park Clinic before joining Pfeiffer Treatment Center in 2005. In 2008, Dr. Mensah co-founded Mensah Medical with Judith Bowman, specializing in the treatment of biochemical imbalances, including autism, behavior and learning disorders, eating disorders, bipolar disorder, anxiety syndromes, childhood and adult schizophrenia, Alzheimer's disease, and Parkinson's disease. So, Dr. Mensah, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Passero. It's my pleasure.
So, obviously one of your specialties involves, using targeted individualized nutrient therapies to help repair biochemical imbalances and eliminate unwanted behavior and symptoms rather than turning to drugs as the first line of defense. So I would love for you to just set the show up by helping the audience understand, people think about vitamins and nutrients and people hear fish oil is good for depression or, multivitamins are good for this. But at the reality, most people going out to the average store buying an off-the-shelf supplement and trying to use that to address a significant condition like bipolar or anxiety or even schizophrenia, I mean, they're not going to get anywhere with that. So help people understand, how does your approach differ and why does it work to use nutrient therapy to address these biochemical impacts, and does it really work for these mood disorders?
Well, I think I'll start with your last question first. And the answer is, yes, it does. It actually does work. And here's the reason why. Quite reasonably, if you want to fix a problem, you've got to know what the cause is. And for so long in medicine, we've not really understood what the precise causes were of many of these conditions that we've come to term as bipolar disorder or anxiety or depression or even schizophrenia for that matter. We've judged symptoms and we've tried to intervene by giving medications that are geared towards manipulating the chemistry of the brain to help address the symptoms. Now, you can do that with a variety of medications such as SSRIs like Effexor or SNURPs, a new category of medications, things like that. But many of the key elements here involve manipulating neurotransmitters, manipulating your serotonin, your dopamine, your norepinephrine. And for some people, it worked okay to an extent, but the problem is that there are often tremendous side effects that many people can't tolerate. And still, the issue is you've not fixed the problem. You are simply pretty much masking symptoms. What we've come to understand over the past, really, 30 to 40, 50 years, is that there are actual specific biochemical imbalances that are oftentimes associated with many of these symptoms. So what we look at is that we basically target the chemistry. We look to find out what the biochemical issues are that are related to these symptoms, and then we treat those chemistries. We rebalance the chemistries. The way one of my friends put it was that, you know, if you've got a car, and let's say you're a blessed person and you're driving a Mercedes or a Ferrari, you're not going to go ahead and try to get Ford parts or parts from a Hyundai. Not that there's anything wrong with those cars, but they simply don't belong. They don't fit. In order to actually fix the condition, you've got to find out what parts you need for the right fit for the right problem. And that's the approach that we use with nutrient therapy, targeted nutrient therapy. We first look to see that as we test what we know are very specific biochemical issues that can cause a lot of these symptoms of anxiety and depression. And when we find out what those chemistries are and what is out of balance, we use the very nutrients that are necessary to rebalance the situation. And then we monitor the symptoms. And what we've seen is that the symptoms improve and resolve in most cases. In cases where there's some level of recalcitrance, it's usually because of non-compliance. That's the most common reason why people don't improve with targeted nutrient therapy. And the real basis here is, like anything else, find the problem and then fix it. And the key is that you don't necessarily need drugs to do that. You can do that with nutrients, but these nutrients are not just the stuff you get, you know, right off the shelf here. Because you're fighting what typically are either genetic or epigenetic tendencies, you've got to use several times what is typically RDA in order to combat the problem. You've heard the old adage, it's easy to get into a problem, but it's usually 10 times harder to get out of that problem, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's very similar. When there's a biochemical issue, you can't just sort of replace the chemistry one for one. You kind of have to use an entire tidal wave of nutrient energy in order to suppress or to fix or readjust the chemistry that's problematic. And that's what we do. We sort of build a dam that really sort of holds that chemistry in place and that bay so that individuals actually do have real improvement without the side effects of pharmaceutical medication. Now, having said that, some people will actually need some level of medication, especially those who have been on it for a while. But usually we can reduce that dosage quite significantly to the point where it's fairly minimal and therefore so are the side effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some of the medications used in these conditions can create significant side effects, especially the more severe conditions like schizophrenia and bipolar. Living with the side effects of the medications can oftentimes be very difficult.
Yes. That's very, very true. We've seen so many people even just stop their medications. And as a result, you know, they sort of lapse back into the same kind of emotional ups and downs and auditory hallucinations and different things that they were experiencing before. And that's really some of the really sad aspects to what we've been constrained by with our, as of yet, typical approach to treating these disorders in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
When we only had drugs, we had to deal with people who were non-compliant, not tolerant of the side effects, or just plain old decided they didn't want to be on medication anymore. And we had nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
But now we've got a different set of armaments to work with here.
Yeah, and it brings up, you know, sort of an interesting question. And, you know, it's a question that I don't necessarily expect you to have always a great answer for, but I think it's one that is usually present in a lot of people's minds is, you know, if we have non-drug ways of correcting these problems and identifying a causative factor and addressing it using nutrients to actually fix the problem, why are these issues not talked about or more readily available for patients walking into a doctor's office or a psychiatrist's office for one of these problems? And I know it's a deep, deep question, Dr. Mensa, but, you know, your thoughts are always valued.
Well, thank you. There are a couple of reasons for that. One of them is lack of knowledge. And sort of piggybacking on that, and really more so the foundation, is the bias that's taught in medical schools and in most of our schools that teach higher-level sciences these days. We were taught that nutrients were benign creatures, that they have very little real significance outside of typical biological health for the human body. So we are taught that what we are dealing with here is give supplements, you know, off the shelf for the body in order to function. Mm-hmm. If you eat a normal, healthy diet, then you'll probably do okay with a little bit of added supplementation. We were not taught, and we're actually taught quite the opposite, that for the human brain and these disorders, there's no real significant benefit from nutrients.
Right. Yep.
So this is an established mentality that's being passed on even today in the medical schools that are putting out, you know, doctors, new doctors, you know, certainly by the thousands. And it's perpetuating this mythology that has really created a great deal of difficulty.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's now, go ahead.
On the other side, though, I would say what we're learning as independent scientists, those who actually choose to investigate as we're sort of told we're supposed to do when we're in school, we've discovered that those kinds of statements are really not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're taught that, you know, you can only absorb a certain portion of nutrients and then you're going to urinate the rest out or it's going to come out the other end. But that's not true. You can actually teach the human body to slowly adapt to absorbing higher and higher concentrations of nutrients. Now, we can't just say that, you know, taking a vat of multivitamins is going to cure you. It does not. That's not targeted therapy. That's called guesswork. And I have to say, Dr. Pizarro, that, you know, if people aren't careful, if you just randomly take supplements in high concentrations, you can actually cause more harm than good.
Sure.
There is such a thing. Dr. William Walsh's book is entitled Nutrient Power. And I think the title of that book really says it all. There is tremendous, tremendous power. There's tremendous force for change, good or bad, in high concentrations of nutrients. And just for the general population, you have to be careful and you should work with really somebody who's trained in the field.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thank you for addressing that question, Dr. Mensa. When we come back from the break, I'd like to discuss some of the specifics around the teenage brain. I mean, in my intro, I talked about some of the specific challenges that teenagers are addressing, some of the unique circumstances in their life that, you know, create a lot of problems with risky behavior being a teenager. And I think it's something that every parent sort of secretly worries about, especially if you're a parent that wasn't the best teenager yourself, because patterns tend to repeat themselves. So what can we do and how can we help support our teenagers and help them get through this difficult transition time of life and help them to feel well and thrive? So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pizarro with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so set your dials. Listen in and learn about your health and wellness. If it's difficult for you to get to the radio at 10 o'clock on Sundays, you can always go online to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little microphone icon. If you click on that, it will take you to our archive show section where you can download and listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. My special guest today, Dr. Mensah, has been on the show numerous times. So if you're interested in learning more about what he has to offer, you can certainly go to that archive show section, search for his previous shows and listen to them. In the last segment, we also talked about a show I did with Dr. William Walsh and his book called Nutrient Power, and that's a great show to listen to as well. Just a quick mention, starting Monday, September 9th through Wednesday, October 2nd, the Village Green is having their best brand sale. They're offering 30% off of all Pathway products, 25% off Thorn, Innate, Zymogen, Metagenics, Nordic Naturals, and Life Extension products, and 20% off of all body care products. So don't forget to stop in. It's a big sale. Stock up on your supplements. It's a great way to save some money. Dr. Mensah received his undergraduate degree from Northwestern University and his medical degree from Fitch University and Health Sciences at Chicago Medical School. In 2008, Dr. Mensah co-founded Mensah Medical with Judith Bowman, specializing in the treatment of biochemical imbalances, including autism, behavior, learning disorders, eating disorders, bipolar disorder, anxiety syndromes, childhood and adult schizophrenia, Alzheimer's disease, and Parkinson's disease. Dr. Mensah, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Passero.
Now, as we've been talking about, we've been discussing, the focus of the show is understanding the teenage brain and helping parents learn what they should know about how to help their children avoid the consequences of risky behavior and the signs of adolescent psychiatric illnesses and issues, including learning and attention issues, addictive and self-medicating behaviors, eating disorders, mood swings, defiance, perfectionism, anxiety, OCD, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia. We know that medications can effectively treat these conditions, but other options exist for those who choose the non-drug route. And that's what we talked about in the last segment. This is using targeted nutrient therapy to help correct imbalances and biochemical imbalances to help the body work correctly. Now, Dr. Mensah, before we get into some of these specific conditions and what parents should look for and understanding these different therapies, can you help explain, as I've alluded to, some of the uniqueness of the teenage brain, why it's in a delicate place of development? There's a whole lot of psychosocial strains that come as teenagers. There's hormones that are raging. There's teenagers trying to identify themselves and strike out their identity from their parents. I mean, there's so much happening. Can you shed some light on the uniqueness of the situation of being the dreaded teenager?
Yes, and I think, Dr. Becerra, you kind of helped to elucidate a few things here. The dreaded teenage life, I think two words come to mind here. One is transformation, and the second one is flux. We are at a point in time where our teenagers are subjected to tremendous social strains and challenges and difficulties that we never encountered. Thanks to, unfortunately, the internet, where there's positive, there's negative. We've got issues where children are texting bad things. They're putting terrible monikers, terrible names, reputations are being destroyed all through the internet. And that's an entirely different strain than what we were used to growing up. But the idea of social pressure, strain, environmental changes, development all come into play. Now, the other side is the biological or physiological difficulties or challenges. We're in a point of transformation in the teenage years. We're moving from pre-adolescence into a phase that's heading towards adulthood. We cannot do that physically or mentally without having the body go through changes. As the body goes through changes, so too does the human brain. And the two are very, very well linked. We don't talk about diet as much, but diet also comes into play, and that's a whole other issue. But the idea here is that we've got a lot of chemical pressures in the brain that are changing, a lot of hormonal pressures that are being placed on teenagers. And I don't just mean in terms of sex drive and things like that, but just the whole shifting to bring the brain and the body into maturation is a huge, huge pressure on the human system. Now, when moving through that pressure, we really don't have what we would call stable cognitive capacities. Outside of perhaps sheer intellectual endeavors, when it comes to moving through different social streams and different strata, it's extremely hard for our teenagers to process these things, because what is calm one moment is a raging bull the next moment. What is a sea of tranquility at one moment becomes a thunderstorm and a tidal wave of tumult and activity in another moment. It's a very, very difficult phase, both physically and mentally, let alone the whole physiological process of hormonal changes.
Sure. So is this possibly one reason why a lot of times issues like depression or anxiety first manifest in the teenage years? I mean, sometimes parents can look back and say, you know, yeah, he or she was always an anxious child. I remember, you know, they were worried a little bit, or they had separation issues, you know, but you don't see a full-fledged, you know, diagnosis or issue really come about until those teenage years. Are some of these reasons why?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What we are all born with is what I call biochemical armor. In the old days, used the term one's constitution. We have, so to speak, a biochemical capacity to stave off stress. And stress is of many, many types, whether it's illness and disease or whether it's emotional challenges. Each one of us is born with this capacity. What we don't yet know is that we cannot specifically predict at birth who's got what level of strength to resist how many different insults. So one of the things that's happening in that time of flux we call the teenage years is that really we're sort of seeing what kind of physiological or biochemical metal is being tested here and how strong that metal is. We're seeing that for many kids, that metal is not as strong as we would hope. We start to see the armor getting tons and tons of arrows being shot at it, or bullets, or whatever metaphor you want to use, and it's causing cracks in that armor. These cracks are often manifested as depression or anxiety or fearfulness or a variety of other symptoms that are showing up. It's really sort of an indicator that there's a problem here. There's a leak that's starting to kind of leak out of the dam here, and we've got to replace that. We've got to plug that up very, very quickly, shore it up and fortify it before the whole thing just sort of erodes and we've got a flood instead of something that should have been a solid, you know, basin where there's no flood activity.
Right. Okay. So that's a good analogy. Help us, you know, we talked a little bit on the break, you know, what condition should we start with? What's the most common thing you see in your practice when you break down ADD, addictive and self-medicating behaviors, eating disorders, mood swings, defiance, perfectionism, anxiety, OCD, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia? And you said all of the above, but you did point out that one of the most concerning ones and one of the ones that you tend to see more and more happens to be depression in our teenagers. And, you know, it certainly makes sense. And I certainly see that as well. And I think it starts an interesting conversation because, you know, we know that the most common medications given for depression, the SSRI family, we know that there are some significant risks in using those medications, particularly in adolescence. Isn't that correct, Dr. Mensa?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, Dr. Becerra. It's one of the things that we know, and even the pharmaceutical industry knows that.
Although they did try to bury it for many years.
They did.
And they were sued by the government and paid millions and millions of dollars in fines for burying the data that showed that SSRIs in adolescents can lead to suicidal and potentially homicidal behavior, correct?
Correct. And what have we seen in the past several months across the entire country? We've seen kids shooting younger kids in schools, on the playgrounds, all over the place. Many of these mass murders, if you will call them that, that were being done by young kids, or I call them young kids, these are people in their early 20s or late teens, 18 out of the 20 of these individuals had just been started on pharmaceutical medication a few weeks prior to the incidents. And what is so troubling is that this really could have been avoided if we as a medical community had been more aware as to how to use these medications and in which population to use them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be clear. I'm not blaming the pharmaceutical industry because they really don't know. Many doctors really don't know. But this is where the advances in technology have come into play. One test, Dr. Becerra, could have given the prescribing physicians the information they needed in order to choose a different medication for those individual patients who later on had those terrible side effects.
Mm-hmm.
It seems there's a subset of the population that is called over-methylated. And these individuals who have too many of these methyl groups, they have very low levels of histamine. And when these SSRI medications are used in this population, it further sequesters that histamine, and that's where the depression moves into a totally, totally lethal phase, or potentially lethal phase. And that's when these children become either suicidal or homicidal. So one test may have made the difference in now several lives.
Yeah.
Many. And we know that each life has a domino effect in history.
Yeah.
From one person, you can sprout hundreds of thousands of descendants. And we see that those lives have been changed because of a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're not blaming anyone because it's simply a matter of what you know and what you don't know. But what we now understand is that there are tests that can be done to help even us as a medical community choose better medications for the kids who really need them.
Sure. So how do parents practically approach this, Dr. Mensa? I mean, where do they even go for resources? They have a teenage, you know, child who's showing signs of depression. They're concerned. There's maybe even some family history of depression. You know, it's starting to affect their social situation, even possibly their academic situation, definitely the family dynamic. You know, they know that there's about a 99% chance that if they take their child to, the pediatrician or primary care doctor, or even a specialist like a psychiatrist, that the predominant recommendation is going to be medication. You know, what do people even do to start educating themselves about options that are out there for using these quote unquote target nutrient therapies to help their child and create useful and actually successful non-drug therapeutic options?
You brought up a few interesting points. And as far as education is concerned, my top pick would be to read the book Nutrient Power. Prior to that, I would have said read the book by Dr. Carl Pfeiffer, one of the truly great pioneers in this field, understanding the human brain. But any of Dr. Carl Pfeiffer's books were just really fabulous as a baseline. But I also want to say that based upon that, you know, those books, you know, they were good introductory pieces, but further elucidating the challenges and the improvements that have occurred very recently is Dr. Walsh's book, Nutrient Power. that book is a must as far as I'm concerned for any physician who really wants to update themselves on how to approach some of these disorders that really in the past we've had no answers for many of these disorders. Now we've got real evidence based upon chemical imbalances as to not only what the problems are, but also how to treat. So I would say to definitely the doctors out there, the practitioners out there, read that book. But to family members, to parents, to relatives, I think that book is a must. Because even though there might be some technical, you know, jargon there, what you can see is that these disorders really have truly amazing chemical changes that can be treated.
Yeah.
And so informing yourself, educating yourself is the first thing that you kind of pointed out, Dr. Passero. I would look at Dr. Walsh's new book called Nutrient Power.
Yeah, it's a great book. I've read it, and I interviewed Dr. Walsh on the show. And, you know, it's not designed for another physician. It's really designed for anybody to be able to read it. And it's full not just of the concepts. Each condition is broken down in different chapters, and he breaks down some of the different issues that are associated with each condition to help people start understanding it. But what's also great is the book is just full of real-life case histories and real-life cases of people that have suffered with these issues that have been helped by using nutrient therapy. And I think for anybody who has a person, especially a teenager that's dealing with these issues, reading the book just at least offers some hope, and it gives you a direction and a compass to understand that there are therapies out there that can be effective. And then you can start finding resources of doctors like Dr. Mensa or, you know, other clinicians that are out there that can help guide you through the appropriate therapy to start seeing these changes if you're interested in really finding the solution. Now, unfortunately, Dr. Mensa, we got to take another break. That segment went by so fast. When we come back, I'd love for you to start kind of pointing out a little bit more specifically what some of these different tests might be, what some of the different, highlight a little bit about what's in the book, kind of give us the cliff notes so that people can start understanding a little bit about the physiology. And then we can touch also upon some of the treatments and some of the other conditions that are really prominent in the teenage population. Like ADD and ADHD and eating disorders and addictive behavior, which is always really, really scary stuff. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11, so don't forget to set your dials. Like I said before, if you have trouble tuning in when the show airs, you can always go to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on it, you can access all of our previously recorded shows. They're available for you to download or stream for absolutely free. It is a wonderful educational resource. Please utilize it. Today, we are talking to Dr. Mensa. Dr. Mensa co-founded Mensa Medical with Judith Bowman, specializing in the treatment of biochemical imbalances, including autism, behavior learning disorders, eating disorders, bipolar disorders, anxiety syndromes, childhood and adult schizophrenia, Alzheimer's disease, and Parkinson's disease. And today we've been specifically talking about these issues in teenagers. In this segment, Dr. Mensa is going to be covering some of the key chemical imbalances that contribute to a variety of these conditions, helping us to understand that they're not all necessarily such different conditions. They manifest differently, but a lot of times the underlying biochemical imbalances are related, and there are common threads that exist that then manifest differently in each individual person depending on their genetics, as we talked about their epigenetics, which has to do with how your environment influences how your genetics are expressed. And that could be everything from social environments to toxicity exposure to the food that you eat. So this is going to be an exciting segment, and I'm looking forward to it. Just a quick mention before we get started that from Monday, September 9th through Wednesday, October 2nd, Village Green is having their best brand show. You get 30% off of Pathway products, 25% off Thorn Innate, Zymogen Metagenics, Nordic Naturals and Life Extension, and 20% off of all body care products. So let's get back to the topic. Dr. Mensa, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Passero, for having me.
So help us understand and outline for our audience some of these common biochemical imbalances that can be a thread between some of these what are considered to be very different conditions like anxiety, depression, OCD, bipolar, eating disorders. What connects the dots on some of these different conditions?
Well, you know, one thing that Dr. Walsh and Dr. Carl Pfeiffer found out in studying more than 30,000 cases and different analyses of blood, urine, and hair samples and so forth was that, quite interestingly, many of the same imbalances kept showing up over the course of several different conditions. For example, many of the same imbalances were showing up with anxiety or depression or with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. So it became very interesting to us, and now our paradigm is that we don't use really those terms to treat people. What we look at is the chemistry that underlies the conditions and the symptoms. So, for example, having copper toxicity or too much copper can produce not only anxiety, it can also produce depression. But then having low levels of zinc can also cause depression or anxiety. Or having pyrrole disorder. Now this one is interesting. I call this the Bruce Banner Incredible Hulk syndrome, because having these molecules we call pyrrole molecules in the blood strips your body of essential elements like zinc and B6, vitamin B6. So you become extremely deficient. But without those two elements, you cannot make your neurotransmitters in balance very well. So what you see are very commonly severe mood shifts, very strong mood swings in the course of 15 minutes to half an hour to an hour to a few hours, all within the course of a day. Many of these people have been misdiagnosed as being rapid cycling bipolar individuals. So imagine anger and rage, because most people by now have seen the movie The Avengers, or they know of the character called the Hulk, who is this gentle person, a scientist by 1 minute. But when he gets angry, he converts into this raging monster. And I call it the Incredible Hulk syndrome, because that's what we see so often in our teenagers. We see this huge flux in mood, this change from calm to anxious to stressful, all within a certain period of time. But what we know about this disorder is that the root is absolutely biochemical. How do we know that? Because as we've tested thousands of patients with those symptoms and with the chemistry results that we find very consistently, which is an elevation in these chiral molecules and low zinc levels. Most importantly, Dr. Passero, when we treat these individuals targeting those specific imbalances, their symptoms resolve. Mm. And so we know that the work done by our predecessors, Dr. Carl Pfeiffer, Dr. Walsh, and others, is accurate, because we've seen this over the course of thousands and thousands and thousands of patients. Now then, while I mentioned pyro disorder, I also said that, remember, copper can also cause anxiety and depression. So if you go only by the symptom of anxiety and you give a medication for it, how do you know what you're treating? Are you treating a copper toxicity-related anxiety, or are you treating a zinc deficiency-related anxiety? But either way, you wonder why the symptoms don't go away when you stop taking the medication.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you never addressed the problem. You addressed a symptom or a fallout of the problem. Another interesting one is, for example, schizophrenia. What many people don't know, even in the medical community, is that there are actually three major biotypes of schizophrenia. There are schizophrenics who are undermethylated. There are schizophrenics who are overmethylated. There are schizophrenics that are actually pyroluric. These are not one disorder with three different manifestations. They're three different disorders biochemically that can produce similar symptoms, yet at the same time, some symptoms are very different and unique to that particular chemistry. But we in medicine traditionally have just categorized them as all being different types of schizophrenics. Now, still within that realm are the same biochemical imbalances that are present elsewhere. That is, challenges with regard to methylation, challenges with regard to copper and zinc, vitamin B6, vitamin D, thyroid disorders. All those things come into play. We haven't even mentioned really other metal toxicities. We know that slow lead poisoning, which killed actually Beethoven, Dr. Walsh discovered that. He has the award for finding out what killed Ludwig von Beethoven. But slow lead toxicity can also cause changes in cognition. So there are metals and metal toxicities that can contribute to schizophrenia as well. So what I really wanted to illustrate was that while we may be talking about these interesting symptoms as diagnoses, like anxiety syndrome or major depression, what we're really talking about is a constellation of different biochemical challenges that can each produce similar symptomatologies.
Hmm.
So when we've got a child who's depressed as a teenager, the question is, do we have what I like to call a raging pyro on our hands, somebody with severe pyroluria, or is this person zinc deficient, or are they copper toxic? You know, especially in our young females, we know that estrogen levels increase during puberty. We know that estrogen also causes copper levels to increase. Copper affects the entire system, both brain and body, producing not only anxiety, not only depression. It can cause irregularity in menstrual cycles. It can cause fibroid tumors to increase in size, bleeding disorders, chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, when we're chronically fatigued, what do we often become? Depressed. And with depression, we often see anxiety. So there's this huge domino effect, all emanating from biochemical imbalances. And that's why it's so important to find out what the root cause is, because we see now that symptoms can be very similar across different conditions that are rooted in different biochemical imbalances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so really this whole process of getting to the cause and understanding each person's individuality and creating a plan that addresses that. So how do people go about, you know, I mean, is the testing process typically pretty easy for trying to find out and understand what might be going on with somebody? I mean, you know, I've done some of this, and so I kind of know the answer, but I'd love for you to share with the listeners, you know, are these wildly expensive experimental tests that are really difficult to come across? Or, you know, I mean, how do people even go about the process of getting evaluated?
Well, there's some good questions you asked there. Number one, these are not experimental tests. These tests are now standard operating procedure, and they've been that for a long time in our field. Dr. Carl Pfeiffer and pioneers going back 40, 50 years, we've been doing this for more than three and four decades here. So Well, this is nothing new, not to us. But when you're sort of on that cutting edge, everyone else tends to lag behind a little bit, and we're trying to get everyone indoctrinated. One of the best resources in terms of laboratory testing is direct healthcare access to labs in Mount Prospect, Illinois. If you go to their website, www.pyroluriatesting.com, or just Google direct healthcare access to labs, they've got a lot of information about the testing procedure, what many of the imbalances look like from a symptom perspective. So they're very descriptive on their website. The testing is actually very, very easy. Most of the testing is simply a blood or urine test at this point. And so, you know, while you go to the main doctor's hospital to get your blood drawn, the same thing can be done. You go to a laboratory, you get your blood drawn, we get the results, or your practitioner gets the results, and pretty much that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, are ready to create a treatment program designed around your specific biochemical imbalances and not geared towards the general population of neurotransmitter manipulation that traditional pharmaceutical drugs employ as a methodology. So the testing is very, very simple. And the prices are listed on their website as well. They can give you the information on that. The only difficulty is that for some of these lab tests, because they're very highly specialized, some insurances don't cover them all. But they can help you address those issues.
Sure.
We've not had anyone not being able to be helped for that particular reason.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that was my experience in learning more about this process of helping people. Is the testing is, in my opinion, incredibly simple in a lot of ways compared to some of the other evaluations that are done for these issues or other health conditions. There's not a huge battery of tests. They're not highly complicated tests, and collections are generally pretty easy, and pricing is actually quite moderate, even if insurance doesn't cover it. So the ability to get a huge degree of information, and even as a just general person, if you don't have a practitioner who's necessarily leading the charge for you, there are resources, like you talked about, the direct healthcare access testing that can actually allow you to start ordering and understanding what the biochemical issues might be. Now, of course, it's always recommended that when dealing with these conditions, you have a healthcare practitioner that you're working with, because these conditions can be very serious and can have significant impacts on behavior and outcomes, but it's still a place to get started. And I just like to bring that point up, Dr. Mensa, to have you highlight the fact of how simple and easy it is to get access to understand your biochemistry, to get on the road to a nutritional or nutrient therapy plan that is specifically tailored for you based on these common themes that you've talked about, whether it be the pyroluria or whether it be the zinc deficiencies or copper excesses or methylation issues that are revealed by the blood histamine testing. You know, they're all really, really important to look at and can make huge differences in people's health. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be going into our last segment. We're going to be wrapping up this conversation. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension, with 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system. Extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Extraordinary Enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from Enzymatic Therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. Hopefully, you have had your minds expanded in regards to some health and wellness options. Today has been a great show. I really hope people have gotten some interesting information out of it. We've been talking to Dr. Albert Mensah, MD. Dr. Mensah is the co-founder of Mensah Medical with Dr. Judith Bowman, specializing in the treatment of biochemical imbalances, including autism, behavioral and learning disorders, eating disorders, bipolar disorder, anxiety syndromes, childhood and adult schizophrenia, Alzheimer's disease, and Parkinson's disease. You can reach Dr. Mensah at his clinic. Dr. Mensah, what's the best way for people to reach you at your clinic?
They can go to www.mensahmedical.com. That's M-E-N-S-A-H, medical.com. They can also contact us at telephone number, area code 630-256-8308. We've got people that would just love to talk to you and help answer any questions that you have.
Great. So, yeah, if you've listened to the show today and think there are options that you want to explore, that's a great resource. We've also talked about Dr. Walsh's book, Nutrient Power, is also a great place to get started to learn more about the concepts of using these individualized targeted nutrient therapies to help address underlying imbalances that contribute to these mood disorders. Again, this is based on 3 to 4 decades of work and research based on over 30,000 cases, successful cases of people being helped with these very difficult conditions that we are told today the only solution is pharmaceuticals. And again, as we talked about, that's not always the case. So please open up your options. Understand there are better ways to heal. There are better ways to support your body through these issues. Also, in the last segment, I want to mention again, we talked about a lab that specializes in doing some of the testing to help you understand what your individual biochemical imbalances might be that could be contributing to one of these mood disorders. And if you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to their website, which is www.pyroluriatesting.com, which is PYROLURIA testing.com, or it's easier, you can just call them. They have a great staff of people that would love to speak with you. Their number is 847-222-9546. Now, in this last segment, Dr. Mensah, we don't have a ton of time, but maybe we can just talk a little bit about some of the treatment strategies and wrap up this conversation we've been having today.
Yes. I think the key here is to recognize that, you know, when we do what we do as a field in orthomolecular medicine and treating these targeted nutrient therapies, you know, we're using similar elements, but the concentrations and the combinations are very different for each person. Each one has a different meaning. What most people don't realize is that a given nutrient is a wonderful multitasking element. It can be used for a variety of things, and you can't necessarily know when you're looking at what somebody's taking as a nutrient why they're taking it. And that's one of the questions even this past week that I've actually been speaking to patients about and different practitioners. So the question is, why are you using this supplement? Why are you using this particular concentration? We use targeted nutrient therapy. We will create a very specific concentration of any given supplement and the right combinations to address each one of the chemical imbalances that are present. That's the methodology that is to be used in appropriately dealing with a given biochemical imbalance that leads to a condition like schizophrenia or bipolar disorder or anxiety or depression. You cannot guess your way into this. You cannot randomly go to the store and pick up multivitamins. First of all, they're not going to be at the right concentration. It's usually far too minuscule a concentration to do it any good. Secondarily, because many of these multivitamins contain elements that could be detrimental to your health, it's very important that you realize and understand the real science behind what these substances can do. For example, somebody who has high blood pressure really should not be taking manganese, not magnesium, manganese. It raises blood pressure, and somebody who's got a seizure disorder should not have manganese. You know, individuals who've got other disorders like high cholesterol and things like that should not be taking certain other supplements as well. So what's key here is that we're not just looking at simple chemistry in the field of medicine. We're looking at the whole person as a unit, and we're identifying which elements can be used for you and which elements might be problematic. So that's why even members in the same family can take similar programs, mm-hmm. because what's good for a dad who doesn't have hypertension would be detrimental to mom who does have hypertension. So bringing together both the worlds of physiology, pathology, and the additional world of biochemistry is really key in terms of targeting the nutrient imbalances. We create very specific nutrient programs with very specific concentrations and very specific combinations of nutrients in order to affect change. Now, one thing I do want to mention is that we also track these changes over time, not just the symptoms, but the actual chemistry. So you can see for yourself the chemical changes occurring by way of the test results that are changing sequentially, usually every 6 months or so for the first year. So you'll see zinc levels improving, copper levels declining, toxins leaving the body, all in an objective format. So it's not only symptoms like what we're stuck with regular psychiatry, it's also now chemistry that changes that you can see and keep for yourself for your own personal records.
Sure, yeah. It's one of the most interesting parts about treating mood disorders is there's no like test to really diagnose them. I mean, there are, you know, manuals to help you figure out which box the person fits into. But as far as physiological function tests, there's no way to measure, you know, what were the neurotransmitters before you started the drugs? What's the outcome afterwards? It's all totally based on symptomology. This gives us a much more objective avenue of helping to understand not just what's going on with the symptoms, but what we're actually doing to the biochemistry, and we can actually watch that biochemistry shift in the more positive direction. And of course, as I'm sure you've experienced with thousands of cases, Dr. Mensah, as that biochemistry shifts, of course, the symptoms usually mirror the improvement as well.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Mensah, thank you so much for being on the show today with us. Again, that was Dr. Albert Mensah. You can reach him by going to www.mensahmedical.com or calling his clinic at 630-256-8308. All right, everybody, that wraps up the show for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next Sunday, 10 o'clock, for Dana Lake Show. This is Dr. Kevin Passero signing off and wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.